once the private home of a man named James Gilliland. The ranch had been transformed over the years into a mecca for UFO enthusiasts. It was called ISETI, Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Bree had picked a fine time to take Linda on an overnight trip to the ranch. A co-worker at Bree's last job had raved about it.
"Like Disneyland, with weird woo-woo stuff," was how she described it.
Granted, last night Bree had seen weird lights in the sky, but was pretty certain she could explain it once she got home to a stable internet connection. The two women headed home mid-morning. Linda scrolled through her phone, amped about the events unfolding on Reddit and Twitter. Apparently, the aliens were here, and the government had confirmed it. Bree, Linda, and another meetup member named Tim had travelled 4 hours from home to the ranch yesterday. Tim was in his 30s, rode, as Linda described, a bitchin' hog. It was a Honda, but Bree let that go. And Linda had spent a good deal of the ride home repeatedly rolling down her window and craning her neck to squint up at the blue sky.
"Just think," she exclaimed. "They could be up there right now, and we wouldn't even know it."
The fact that Tim insisted he didn't see anything other than a bunch of people with necks craned, standing in a field, ooing and awing, was disappointing for Linda. Bree was a little relieved she may have found a fellow skeptical believer. She tried to not assess Tim's character too much. Instead, she strived to let the learning of who Tim was flow more organically. Every man wasn't out to destroy her, and even if Tim was too young for her to be romantically interested, he was a male she would be interacting with, maybe even be friends with, if Linda didn't scare him off.